The Buddha talks of three things that indicate you're on the right track. You've got merit that you've done in the past, and you're living in a country where that's suitable. In other words, the Dharma is available and it can be practiced. That all depends on your past good karma. The important thing is the third one, directing yourself rightly, directing your mind rightly. In other words, you don't want to become heedless, realizing that whatever your past good karma, it can run out at any time. So while it's showing its benefits, make the most of it. We live in this world that's characterized by gain, loss, status, loss of status, praise, criticism, pleasure, and pain. And when the good side is showing itself with the gain and the status and the praise and the pleasures, you want to learn how to use those things. Don't let them become things by which you harm yourself. Some people, when they gain status, abuse their status. They get wealth, they abuse their wealth. They get carried away by praise. And they can simply indulge in their pleasures without thinking about it. If they really had goodwill for themselves, really had empathetic joy for themselves, they'd want to create the causes for keeping those good conditions going. So don't let the goodness you've done turn into an enemy. Make sure that you take advantage of it. You've got this opportunity to practice generosity. You've got this opportunity to be virtuous, practice the precepts, and especially to meditate. You have time and opportunity to train your mind. Think of all the people in the world right now who don't have that opportunity. You have compassion for them, but at the same time, you want to make it the most of the opportunity you have now. So have a very alive sense that the past good karma you've done can run out at any time. You don't know when it happened. The Buddha compares our karma to a field. Some people think of karma as a bank account. As long as you've got a lot of good karma stashed away, you're safe. But the Buddha says it's more like a field where different seeds are sprouting. Sometimes good seeds are sprouting, sometimes bad seeds are sprouting. You don't know what kind of seeds you have ready to sprout. And the things that good things that have sprouted already, you don't know when they're going to die. So karma is a lot riskier than you might want it to be. So take advantage of the good karma you have right now. For example, as John Lee said, bow down to your mouth every day. In other words, you've done all the good things that enable you to have a human mouth. Make sure you use it well. Think of all the difficulties you went to become a human being. Now you've got this opportunity. Let's say it's a rare thing for there to be a Buddha in the world. It's a rare thing for us to meet his Dharma. It's a rare thing for us to be inclined to want to practice the Dharma. Well, all those things are coming together. So make the most of them as you can.